This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. You remember how not all that long ago the American Congress was pretty much paralyzed? The economy was in more than just a little bit of trouble, and the only person who could or would do anything about it was Ben Bernanke, the chairman of the Fed? All right, so fast forward to, today, and that's where the UK is. Both of that country's major political parties are without functioning leadership. Brexit means who knows what for the British economy, but probably nothing good. And lo and behold, here comes, once again, a central banker to prop things up. From London, Marketplace's Stephen Beard has today's installment of Brexit Uncertainty.
Britain already has a record low interest rate of 0.5%. Today, Mark Carney, governor of the Bank of England, said it may have to be lower still.
The economic outlook has deteriorated, and some monetary policy easing will likely be required over the summer.
Clouding the economic outlook, Brexit, and the acute political uncertainty last week's referendum has caused. The Prime Minister's on the way out, so it seems, is the leader of the opposition. Economist Eric Britton of Fathom Consulting finds it all unfathomable.
I don't know who our Prime Minister is. I don't know who our Chancellor is. I don't know if we're in Europe or out of Europe. I don't know if we're going to have another referendum. I don't know if we're going to have another general election. I don't know any of those things.
And neither do any of the businesses in Britain or abroad that may have been planning to invest here. This vacuum could last until there's a new government in place and it's developed a plan for withdrawal from the EU. That could be 6 months of damaging uncertainty, says Simon Tilford of the Centre for European Reform. And that would suit the rest of Europe just fine.
Britain mustn't be seen to be getting away with this. Britain must be seen to be abiding by the rules, and Britain must be seen to be being punished.
He says some European officials and politicians may even hope that Britain has second thoughts about Brexit. But others worry that if Britain slides back into recession, as the Bank of England seems to fear it will, the whole European Union will once again be discredited. In London, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.